This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the number one sports talk radio station in town, number one sports talk show, and you guys are the best listeners, man. Good time, fun time with Abe Gordon and for Carl today. Carl will be back on Monday. Don't forget, a very special edition of Dukes and Bell with our man Randy McMichael. We're going to be over at Signia, guys, the fourth floor, really cool sports bar if you've never been. I know it's a little early, but hey, if you're playing hooky, how about some Bloody Marys, man? And an amazing view of Mercedes-Benz, so if you want to maybe do your tailgating up there at the Nest at Signia, that's where we'll be. 11 to 3. Abe is overproducing the show, and then we'll get ready for Falcons pregame with Andy and the rest of the gang. Wait for tailgate, which is a really cool location right over there above Centennial Yards, so check that out as well. Hey, join us right now on the waitfor.com hotline. I'm man, the kids call him Puffy K, CEO of your Atlanta Hawks. What's going on, Steve?
You forgot the best place to tailgate for Monday night's game.
Which is?
The Atlanta Hawks-Miami Heat game that we're putting on at 6 o'clock.
How could I forget that? Of course. Go watch the Hawks for a little bit.
Come in, watch the Hawks, have a little pop.
Ah.
Get some sports blood flowing.
And then
walk over to Mercedes.
Outstanding. Preseason is brief, almost over, and then we'll get to the real stuff. By the way, saw this today of the Hawks come up with some really cool platitudes and getting some roses from some different websites. This is one where they polled all the general managers around the NBA.
Yes.
53% said who made the best overall moves? The Hawks. 53% said the Hawks by a landslide over the Rockets, Nuggets, Magic, and Celtics. That's got to make you feel good.
It does make me feel good. I'm more concerned, does it make you feel good? Have you put away your wheel of draft? Have you put away some of the ideas you suggested over the past decade?
Well, it was
to help improve the team, and we both can agree,
yep,
Hiring Ansi was a hell of a move.
Ansi Sala, I said it when we first met him. He's impressive. No disrespect to anybody before him, but he just, what you see is what you get. There's a realness. And there's a dedication to what he's doing, and he gets it. And I'm blown away by the moves. And just, Abe, for you and the listeners, not catching Steve's drift, I said a few years ago, during the lean years, maybe we could have a wheel for, you know, third quarter, spin the wheel, and somebody in section 120 gets to come out and play backup point guard. That was just
That's what every NBA CEO wants to hear. Fan participation during the game.
With that said, Steve, I believe it or not, I actually think the preseason is important for this Atlanta Hawks team. You do have a number of new pieces. Mm. They're going to be sliding into the starting lineup. They're going to be sliding into the rotation off the bench. And you really only have a couple games left here to try and get everyone on the same page. I think it's a tall order for Quinn Snyder and Trae Young and the leadership of this team to get them playing where they need to be at the start of the year, to be right where they could be.
I agree with you. I mean, I think it's very important. There are a lot of new pieces. I've gone to practice and seen, and Quinn's really focused on that. Last night we had an open house and a fan fest for people, and you can just see that the chemistry between the players is very, very, very good. They like each other. They enjoy being with each other. They joke around with each other. But there are some, you know, X's and O's and technical aspects of the game that take reps to get to. So I am hopeful that our talent will prevail as we build our relationships with each other and letting that show on the court.
So, our man, Steve Kuhnen, guys, before you know it, the Hawks season will be for real. And you're right. I know we spoke last week about the center position and how we're going to kind of tackle that. And a number of guys can do the job. This season, I mean, do you feel Trey was loose? Everybody heard all the comments from the players at the media day. But there are some expectations. For the first time in a long time, some real expectations with this team.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having expectations. We went out and acquired a lot of talent. We're putting people into a system with a great head coach, and I think we're all very interested for the results. I do think it's going to take a little time for it to gel. I don't think we're going to come out of the gate 14-0, but I think that we can expect good results, and I'm really excited about the future of this team. We're the third youngest team in the league.
Right on.
And we're getting, you know, this kind of
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Love is probably the best word I could think of from other general managers who see the direction that we're going, the talent that we're accumulating. So it's just continuing to add pieces and hopefully coming together and playing well. And the most important part is staying healthy.
Along with the expectation, Steve, usually comes with fan energy and excitement, and that key word as well, atmosphere. What have you seen over the course of this offseason and now specifically as we approach the season, the energy, excitement of the fans, the ticket sales, and what could be a raucous crowd for 41 home games?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're hoping for. We got a really good schedule opening night. It's approaching a sellout, and it will be sold out and standing room only. So if you have interest, please, please get your tickets now. Don't feed the secondary market. And then Saturday night of the first week, a Georgia off weekend, we play World Champs Oklahoma City, which is also garnering a lot of interest. And then, we're excited because we think the product and the experience are both going to be great. We've been the number one game experience in the NBA 7 out of the last 8 years. And you add the factor of having a high-flying, winning, long, fast team, it could be really special nights down at State Farm Arena.
The Hawks Fan Fest was a big hit. I don't know if he's 5'4", whatever. It's going viral. You're trending, Steve. Not you personally, but the Hawks are trending with the guy doing the dunk the other night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was dressed as a dinosaur. You might have seen me out there dancing.
By the way, I know it's been a couple of years. I always wish, and I wish you would go back to it, that profile picture you had for your avatar on social media where it's you looking like you're dunking the basketball. You know, you're over the rim. I think you need to bring it back. It's fun. It's whimsical. It's you.
It's actually an interesting idea that we will give great consideration to.
just looking out for you, man.
Steve, I'm not being flipped for a change. I like the picture. I was on a cherry picker, strapped on for dear life, but it was a hell of a dunk. The intensity was written all over my face. People could tell.
It made me chuckle.
The aggression! Which we better have tomorrow night.
Right on.
Hey, Steve, we're 10 days into October, but I did look at the schedule for State Farm Arena. Incredible group of concerts the rest of this month. So I wanted to ask you, which one are you most looking forward to? Is it Brandy and Monica, the Jonas Brothers, or Ice Cube?
I'm a little offended you have to ask. Give me Jonas Brothers. I'm a big Nick and Joe. Kevin, but give me the Jonas Brothers.
Kevin never gets any love, man.
Yeah.
So out of my element.
Right. Well, okay. All right, I think we're going to give Kevin a jersey and misspell his name. Is that wrong?
I don't think it's a problem. Steve's with us, guys. He's the CEO of your Atlanta Hawks. And for those who know, he made his bones in the beverage business, worked for Coca-Cola for years, then a big Maka TV guy for years in TV. But at his heart and soul, he's a Georgia Bulldog. He went to UGA, and he lives and dies with the dogs, and he's a good close personal friend of Kirby Smart. How nervous are you about this game Saturday night at Auburn?
You know, I've been really busy at work. Auburn's defense has impressed me. I've seen about four of their games this year. Their offense is not going to blow us away. So we have to be disciplined. We've got to play with my favorite Kirby phrase. And we should be just fine.
All right. Steve, not stressing.
The Ole Miss game. Right.
Well, I mean, you're going to the Plains, and these guys, if they've had two tough losses, one possession losses to two really good teams, they got hosed by the refs in Oklahoma talking about the Auburn Tigers. To me, it's scary. The night game over there, you know, man, it's going to be a wild atmosphere.
It's going to be a wild atmosphere, but I think you look at their coach, you know, making phone calls and doing all kinds of his stuff, and you look at Kirby, and I like where we are.
If you were a betting man, would you bet Georgia minus the 3.5?
I would go on Kelsey.
Okay. This is a way. I don't know if Steve gets a kickback on this, but this is, you know, it's like the kind of like a Wall
Street
thing.
It's legal gambling in Georgia because our state legislature doesn't approve it.
Right.
So, you know, I want people to be able to go have some recreational, good, safe fun.
Right.
And I would probably be a money line guy. I would hate to be hurt by that hook at 3.5.
Right. See, for you kids, gambling makes sports more fun. And that's why all our local teams are behind it. And we'd love to see it. It's funny, we just mentioned, you know, being at Signia for the broadcast on Monday, right? Special Dukes and Bell, 11-3. I don't want to, you know, not to give away a secret. It just seems like almost all the newer properties, like Reverb, everything that's been built, it's almost like you could see the craps tables and the slot machines and where they would go if we ever do get this thing cooking.
I don't see casino gambling happening in yours or my lifetime.
Oh.
I don't. I'm sorry. And it's probably the best thing for your house, your car, your marriage. But I do see sports gambling because it's here.
You're right.
And the state's giving no benefit.
I know.
No money going to education, to Hope Scholarship, to pre-K.
Right. No, I'm with you. I want Biff's World. I want brick and mortar. I want horse racing. I want the whole shebang, man.
You know, it's funny. Every sports book that was built to fix to a major league sports arena has closed. Every single one. Why?
Really?
Because you have a sports book, and it's called your phone.
Right. Is that just so? I'd have to look it up, but I remember last time I was at a Steelers game with my wife, she went to Pitt. They have that casino just like a quarter mile. From what used to be called Heinz Field.
I'm talking about a fix, like the Washington Nationals baseball team were the last ones who had one, and they have closed it. They've closed it in Phoenix. They've closed two in Washington. They've closed them around the country. Now, the one in Wrigleyville near the Cubs is rocking because it's a bar.
Right. That whole neighborhood pops. Right.
Exactly.
Right. Interesting.
Exactly.
Hey, and one last nugget. Yeah. One last nugget, because I mentioned Steve's background in television. The Major League Baseball. It's a different kind of viewership. Regional broadcasting. You know, regional tie-ins when your team doesn't advance. Maybe you're not watching as much. But from what I saw this week, the numbers are really up for baseball. 4 million. They're averaging, which is pretty good. I'm a little surprised.
I think it's a combination of anytime you have New York, L.A., Philadelphia, Boston, big markets. And the new Nielsen data platform counts out of home. It's actually counting the people who are watching it now. In the past, it really hasn't done that. I'll be curious. Like the other night, there were two games on FS1 and FS2. Mm-hmm. And those are not widely carried channels anymore because they're on cable after people cut the cord.
Right.
So I think as we go to the Division Series, which I think is on TBS and on Fox, I think the ratings will continue to pick up. But, you know, finally, we have a measurement system because the NFL is having its best year since 2010.
Right.
2010, Nielsen upgraded its measurement system.
Right. It's similar. We can't get into too much details, but in radio, it's similar now where we get a much more accurate description and depiction of what the listeners are doing, and we know we're number one. Steve, you're
rather than asking dudes to fill out a diary and mail it in.
Right. And you're number one in our book, Steve. All right. So don't forget, double dip, get there early, watch a little bit of Hawks, and then go watch the Falcons.
Absolutely. Come on down. Let's go, dogs.
That's our man. Puffy K, Steve Coonan, everybody's favorite CEO. Have a great weekend. Hey, man.
The same to you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Steve-O. Hey, guys, speaking of football, we got a big quadruple header for you because Falcons play on Monday night. 9-9 the game. Get you started. 9:15. It's Broncos taking on the Jets, followed by the Cowboys at the Panthers and Titans Raiders, followed by Sunday Night Football, Lions and the Chiefs, all brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com for big NFL games all day this Sunday, only on the mighty 92.9, the game. Hey, man, coming up in the big 5 o'clock hour, what Coach Ra had to say about this Falcons team. We're going to let you hear our conversation with Kyle Pitts. And then, what is the word? Is it schadenfreude, when you take joy in the misery of others?
Yeah, sure.
Did I pronounce it correctly?
Close.
What, how do you say it?
I'm going to screw it up, too.
Well, take a stab at it.
I'm some lyricist. Yeah, schadenfreude, sure.
Okay, but that's what we feel about Philadelphia. That'll all come up. Plus, another look at the big matchups in college football. It is Dukes and Bell. We're going to hear what Kyle Pitts has to say about his expanded role in the offense and staying here. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.